You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back at the Greater Miami Jewish Federation's 19th Annual Sunset over Miami. We've had a bunch of thought leaders from the Jewish Federation here in town, and now we're here to talk with the last segment with my love, Vivian Freed, because we're all here to help. Well, I'm here to help Vivian get a kidney transplant. Vivian, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, honey,
I know
for
that,
having me today.
I know that there was somebody you wanted to thank.
I want to thank Lyle Sharif for coming on the radio show and talking about how important it is to share my post. I've been on dialysis for over 3 years, and it's been a battle. But, of course, I stay very positive, and I have my rock, which has been the most amazing journey I have ever had with this person. But it's been very, very tough. In the past 4 months, I've lost my dad. My mom had a stroke, and I'm still living and going to dialysis every single day and seeing my mom at least 4 times a week, running and just doing it all because you just have to do it. But I'm asking the community and everyone to please post and share and spread the word. I need a kidney to live. And it's very important that we come together and do it now, because I'm 3 years into it, and I'm close to the final point.
We don't want to talk about what the final point is, okay? The bottom line is that Vivian needs some help. She needs a kidney transplant. She's a very strong and wonderful person. She exists basically to bring light to the world, and we need to band together and get her a kidney. If you want to watch her personal story, you can go to WPLG.com and Google Vivian Freed. We had her on WPLG recently talking about her kidney problem, and we need to tell some people some facts. First of all, a person only needs one kidney to live. So every person that has two kidneys is a potential kidney donor. You do not need to be a match to be a donor. All you need to be is a qualified donor, because if your kidney does not match Vivian, it can match somebody else. And because of the way the kidney registry works, the kidney will come back out of the system and go to Vivian. So if you want information, you go to send an email. You email r1125@renewal.org. To get information about how you can help Vivian, you email r1125@renewal.org. Again, you email r1125@renewal.org to get information about how to help Vivian get a kidney. Now, Vivian, I want to talk a little bit about what you go through every day. What is it that you do on a daily basis when you wake up in the morning? How do you feel?
Well, I don't start the day well, but I'm very positive, and I have to say, just do it.
Okay.
And that's how I get up and okay. Start doing it.
Okay. Hey, Ronnie, how you doing? I do the same thing. In fact, I wasn't feeling good today, but I looked at it, looked at the picture that I have of you, and I said, if you can do it, I can do it. And in fact, I have that picture next to me at my office. Well, I can't make Facebook Live be perfect, but I can make our relationship as perfect as I can, and that's what I try to do. So, Vivian, if you, you know, so then when you go to dialysis, what do they do to you at dialysis that helps you survive?
They stick a 15-inch needle on my left fistula.
Your arm.
And my left arm, and I sit there for, depending on the day, basically 3.5 to 4 hours a day, cleaning my blood and taking the liquid out. And after that, I feel very dehydrated, but I still have an agenda. I still have my husband I need to feed, and I still have my mom I need to go see. And the world keeps going on, and I need to start to just get up and do it, and I do it.
Now, what special things do they do to make sure that you don't crash while you're on dialysis and pass?
Well, I take a lot of caffeine, which gets you nauseous eventually, and then I take blood pressure medicine, and sometimes they have to stop the liquid because the blood pressure goes down to 68-51, which is almost
dead. Right. You almost die every day during dialysis.
Yeah, I almost die every day almost at dialysis, and then they have to stop the liquids.
Okay, and then one time you took a medicine that wasn't easily dialyzed that we didn't know about, and it took 5 people to keep you from going crazy. So it's a very difficult circumstance that this dialysis has. So again, I want to tell people, you only need one kidney to live. So anybody with two kidneys is a potential donor. And you do not need to be a matching donor, because it doesn't need to be a match. All you need to do is be a qualified donor, and then you can have your kidney go into the paired donor exchange. So if people want information, you go and you send an email to r1125@renewal.org. Again, for information on how you can help Vivian to live. That's right, live. You want to give the gift of life? You want to get sealed in the book of life? This is the way to do it. You go to r1125@renewal.org. You send them that email, and that's how you do it. That's how you help Vivian stay alive. You email R1125 and you get information, and then you can hopefully help the most beautiful, wonderful person on the face of the earth, whose only desire in life is to just do good by everybody. I want to thank you for being my wife, honey.
I want to thank you for being my rock.
I love you so much.